podcast here at the Everyday Nerd Podcast. I'm your boy, Lou P, along with the great Jocelyn.
Hey, everybody.
And, of course, our main man, DJ GOC, who is absent again today, but we understand he's out there in the fighting in the cold and rain, Joss.
I know. He's a warrior.
Making that money, making that paper. That's great. Well, right now, what we'd like to do for all you fine folks out there that have viewed the Everyday Nerd Podcast, whether you listen to us, saw us online, great, we appreciate your love and support.
Yes,
and what we're
going
to do right now, thank you very much. What we're going to do right now is give like our top three movies we felt were everyday nerd style that we love. Now, maybe we'll preface it too by the top three real quick that we didn't see and don't recommend.
Well, we always like to start positive.
Yes. All right, let's go positive.
Why don't we make worthy of like those honorable mentions that, hey, they came out.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's honorable mention some stuff. Okay. For me personally, obviously, since we've done podcast, well, you know, we could kind of keep it with the movies we podcast.
Sort of, yeah.
So Shazam is definitely honorable mention. Very entertaining. I found the movie good. You know, that's one that really definitely goes down. Entertaining. I'm going to stress the word entertaining before DJ GOC is going to be all over me. Entertaining for a storyline. I'm stressing all this before I say it. Captain Marvel. It's a Marvel movie. Yeah. Entertaining.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to go with that.
All
okay,
right.
I know a lot of folks are like booing me right now. Boo! Right. You don't know what you're talking about. Entertaining. Captain Marvel. And then
what's another honorable mention?
Honorable mention. Well, you know, we didn't podcast this one, but this movie will be on my top three. So another honorable mention. Oh, geez. I'm really thinking about the ones we podcasted now. Well, because actually the other ones would go under my top three, being everyday nerd style.
Okay.
So the two that I found entertaining so far was Captain Marvel and Shazam. Shazam was a good one. So.
Okay.
Go ahead, Josh.
Well, you guys know I wasn't thrilled about them. I have to agree. I don't want to mention Captain Marvel, and I don't want to mention Shazam.
Okay.
So those are not my honorable mentions. I actually really enjoyed Spider-Man.
Okay.
Far From Home.
All right.
I really enjoyed that because I like Tom Holland.
Yes.
And then the other one I want to make mentioned was Star Wars.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I like Star Wars.
We just did a podcast.
It was good, yeah.
I guess, that'll fall under mine, too, for mention. Yeah.
Entertainment value was definitely Spider-Man because I like that continuation story.
Yes.
You know, but, there's other movies that came out.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Another thing. Okay, wait. So, I think what I would also say honorable mention would be Spider-Man from the multiverse.
The multiverse one.
Spider-Verse.
Okay. All right, the Spider-Verse.
That animation. That was cool.
Yes, it was.
That was really, really cool. I liked it.
Very good.
I really, really liked that one.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do our top threes that we.
Yeah, we don't. We didn't even talk about, but.
Okay.
Maybe some that we should have, but we just didn't.
Yeah, so the one that I'm going to bring up at. You already brought it up, was Spider-Man. You know, I loved it. It was one of my top three to see because, again, a continuing movie following what most likely we're anticipating Lou P's number one movie. But just, it was a great follow-up movie to Endgame. And, again, you got to see the characters. And, of course, my son's doing so well.
Oh, hey, he's got another movie coming out.
Yes, he does. I'm proud of my boy.
I don't know if it's on motion picture or if it's on streaming.
I don't know, but I'm so proud of him.
Okay, you got to make sure you watch it.
Yes, I got to look for my son. Okay, but number two is one that we didn't podcast. We didn't get around to it, but I highly recommend.
What is it?
And see, all the folks that say I give no love to DC. Now, here's the big question I have for some of you people out there. Do you consider the following movie a DC comic movie, or is it a Warner Brothers movie with DC comic characters?
Hmm.
And I'm talking about the Joker.
I never saw the Joker.
It's an excellent psychological movie, and it's an excellent view on the character.
Is it? I guess I didn't watch Joker because I was too scared the violence would get to me.
Well, there is a handful of violence, but what makes the movie interesting is just the whole psychological aspect
okay.
of it.
Okay, and I probably can watch it.
And I've been told that it's just one origin story. It's not the origin story of the Joker.
But what do you think about Joaquin Phoenix? Because if we never talked about it, let's give you some time right now.
Excellent, excellent. He got nominated
for a lot of Golden Globes, so what do you think?
He gave Heath Ledger a run for playing
Joker.
Are you serious? He gave Heath a
run. Because I really liked
run.
Heath Ledger.
See, here's the thing, though. He's attacking the character from a different end.
Okay.
You know, while we saw Heath, even Jack Nicholson, how dare I don't mention Jack.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson, how they played the Joker, they were playing a Joker that was established.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix was playing an origin of the Joker, so you kind of got to see an inside look of how a man turns into that psychotic and what causes him to do it. And it was excellent. I mean, honestly, it's not family viewing. I'll say that.
Okay.
It's not family viewing. I don't recommend it for families, but if you're a fan of DC.
Okay, boys, huh? Yeah. You are younger than 18, huh? You're not going to watch this yet.
Not yet.
No.
But yeah, see, I'm a lot of my DC friends are, oh, you never give DC love. And then my question is this actually a DC movie? Because the reason why I say this is, you know how Marvel and now DC open up with the comic strip, right? This movie didn't. So that's all I got to say. I'm defending that. To this day, I'm saying it's
so part. Would you then say, if you're thinking it's even a comic-related movie?
It has characters because you have Bruce Wayne. You have Thomas Wayne. You have the Waynes, and you have the Joker.
Okay.
So thus, that's where everyone's saying it's a... They're calling it the Jokerverse because they're already planning to do a sequel.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. My question I have for all the DC fans out there that are giving me stuff about this is, how would this movie coincide with, say, the Suicide Squad? Would coincide with Birds of Prey that's coming out?
Oh, yeah, Birds of Prey is coming out.
Coincide with BVS, Justice League. I don't think Aquaman, Wonder Woman, this movie doesn't.
I think this movie stands alone.
Exactly.
And
it's
I only say that because I didn't watch it. But just from what I get a sense of what I'm looking at is that this doesn't have that kind of Justice League vibe.
No, it doesn't.
You know,
I think
it's a standalone movie.
Exactly.
What would I want to see as far as like the Joker, if we had a Joker in the Justice League? I don't know. I don't know who that'd be.
That's the thing, because the way they played the Joker in this movie, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent to me.
But then would you also say, okay, like I said, I haven't watched it, but I'm just going by, okay, it's getting a lot of Oscar, well, I don't know, we haven't gotten Oscars yet, but Golden Globe buzz.
Nominations, yeah.
Yeah, but would you say even like the plot?
Oh, yeah, the story, it was an excellent movie.
Really?
It was an excellent movie.
All right.
I highly recommend. That's my number three.
So maybe then I'll watch it then.
Okay. Go on, you're number three.
Oh, that I like?
Yeah, you're
three. I thought we were going to throw dirt.
Oh, okay, wait, hold on. Let me do my top three.
Yeah,
so
come
number
on.
Two. So that was my number two. Number one, obviously. God, I look forward to it for 10 years. So, not enough said. Avengers Endgame, reason why, you know, just everybody on the screen, all the characters. I know a lot of folks are like, oh, you took the easy road. But no, I enjoyed it.
That was superb.
And, you know, that's the thing. You remember me telling you when we did the podcast how I couldn't get the cry moment because people were trying to be funny. Well, now when I look back at that movie, I'm able to get my cry moment just on my own. Just look.
Nice.
Even though I know what's going to happen, but you just feel it like, he did the sacrifice.
Luke got his cry moment. just give him a moment.
Yeah, give me a moment.
Leave him alone in that room for
a while. So my three Everyday Nerd podcast style would be obviously Spider-Man, Far Away From Home.
Okay.
Number two, The Joker. Okay. And number one, Avengers Endgame.
Okay, so I think then with my top three, let's see here. That is a very good question considering I really did like Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I did like Spider-Man because I liked the continuation, like I mentioned.
Yes.
I liked the involvement of Peter Parker and Mary J.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought that was fun. I love like how we're seeing Peter, you know, become his own.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly he's going to be the leader. I don't know how they're going to make them, you know, the next 10 Marvel movies. But and also remember, we had drama. We had drama this year because Disney and Marvel, right? Mm-hmm. They did not want to get along. Wasn't it Disney?
Or
was
Fox.
It Fox? Right.
Fox
and so they wanted Spider-Man back, but then how are you going to have it with, you know, without Tom Holland?
Yeah,
it was just major drama, but they all worked it out.
Yeah, worked it out. So we have a third movie and Spider-Man is still involved. But I believe, rumor has it, and people may correct me, that Tom Holland may make appearances in the next Venom movie, which would kind of make sense, even, you know, how the symbiote formed into a Spider-Man character, even though Spider-Man never should. Anyway, that's a whole thing we'll talk about later.
Okay, all right, when we get there. So I would say number three would definitely be Spider-Man Far From Home. Number two, I'm kind of thinking about what other movies were out there. I didn't like Captain Marvel so much. I really didn't. I mean, you know, I had a hard time. Do you remember that? We took that podcast time to try and do therapy on me. Like, what was it about her that bothered me so much? I mean, you know.
We talked about it in the podcast. Right, basically, just, she seems too stoic.
So, okay. Then I'm going to have to go for Star Wars because I like Star Wars. It was a good movie. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. And it was the last of, you know, this trilogy.
Of this saga.
The saga. So I got to see a lot of Jedi action, which I liked. And, and also the whole Palpatine and, you know, what we just talked about in our other podcast. So I would have to say Star Wars number two. And also Endgame is number one. I would have to say the reason why I love Endgame is because, I mean, we got to see, you know, what I think for each of them, there's a continuation that builds upon the story as a building block. Yes. And so when we're putting them all together, you know, with the action, the comedy, I think the Russo brothers, they got it right.
Yeah,
as far as like the chemistry with comic, the emotions, you know, the redemption, it's all in there. They package it well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we talked about it during the thing. The fact that it was a 10-year build up, and it was a great payoff.
But
it was a great goodbye, like Gio mentioned.
But it's hard to do that. I mean, when you're trying to do all these solo movies that you build upon, and then put them all together,
roads back to the main. It's like the tree, just the solid oak, but then all these branches come back
and
to
then
the story,
having to put it together. And so now, what's great about it is that now they segued, you know, or they stemmed off into Disney Plus.
Another plug.
Movies. We've got the Black Widow movie, which I'm super excited. Which you're going to talk about.
We will talk about Black Widow.
But what really, really got to me, and I watch it, like, you have your cry moment.
Mm-hmm.
I have my, empowering moment when they're all together and it's like, you know, Cap on your left.
And they're all there together.
And he finally says, Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, he finally gets to say it.
That part gets to me.
I think, honestly.
I still get chills.
Yeah, exactly.
I get chills.
I think if you were in an audience that was into it, that would be a moment like, well, the whole audience is into it. But if you're in an audience that's quiet, I was kind of in that quiet audience until somebody thought they'd be funny. That's the thing. When you're with an audience and you're all pumped up. That's what makes it to me. That's what makes an excellent movie experience.
With Tony, you know, I mean, you love these characters, and that's why I still wanted, you know, a little bit of some more from when we got, you know, the Spider-Man movie. I'm in it for the Marvel. But, you know, let's talk about now the movies coming up.
Okay, so
we talked about 2019. Let's talk about what's coming up in 2020. We've got some great movies that are coming up. We're going to be excited about. We're going to be podcasting.
Yep.
I know the first couple ones that are coming out, we've got Birds of Prey.
Yes.
Right? Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie. Now, who else is part of Birds of Prey with that? The Huntress? Did they get the Huntress in there?
I believe so, yeah. So, I mean, we'll talk about the Birds of Prey when it comes out.
That's coming out. Mulan.
Mulan.
Let's talk about some animated movies. I didn't mention. I did watch Aladdin. Yeah. I did not mention any Disney movies. So sorry, but not really sorry.
Yeah.
But I did like the Aladdin movie. That was a good one. But the one that I'm really, really excited about is Mulan.
Yes, that looks really, really good. And you, you know how I always bring it up, the fact that Disney's finally letting an Asian person play an Asian character.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. I mean, we're not going to have...
I saw the trailer at the movie theater. Excellent. That looks so cool.
Looks good. Looks really good.
That looks good. Really good.
So Mulan's coming out. Obviously, we're going to talk Black Widow.
Black Widow. Oh, my girl. Again, that trailer. Really, really excited about that.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, your girl, Wonder Woman 84.
Oh, I finally saw the trailer.
You finally saw the trailer?
I know. What'd I finally watched all. You know why? Because I avoid trailers.
Oh, well, that.
But if I'm if I'm about to watch a movie, all the trailers show up. It's like, okay, I might as well watch it now.
Yeah.
But yes, Wonder Woman.
1984. So now, it's kind of a retro
thing.
Okay,
so real quick, how did Steve Trevor come back?
We will find out.
Okay.
I think we're going to find out.
Okay.
I don't, unless somebody's going to type in, this is how he did it in the comics, or this is how they're going to do it. Interesting that they're doing 1984, though. That era. And a lot of folks have even said, and which goes to another movie that's coming out, we made podcasts about, the new Ghostbusters movie that's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are saying the new Ghostbusters movie and Wonder Woman 84 a little too close to Stranger Things.
Really?
Now, what's kind of interesting about Ghostbusters...
You're talking about Ghostbusters close to Stranger Things?
Yeah, that one and even Wonder Woman 84 because of the whole mall thing and the... being 84, being retro.
Okay.
But if that's the case, anything retro you do in the 80s, you're going to say, and it's in a small town, anything you say retro in a small town, you're going to say Stranger Things. But the reason why Ghostbusters is getting a lot of flack that, oh, wow, it's a Stranger Things ripoff is because the kid is also in Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
So that's where some folks might get a little confused, like, wait, isn't this the same kid and it's in a small town? So,
but it has a different tone to it.
Exactly.
Like,
so,
I didn't watch this past Ghostbusters. Sorry.
Well,
I'm not sorry.
This Ghostbusters is supposed, you know, it's Ghostbusters, but again.
It looks like it. It reminds me of an E.T. kind of vibe.
Well, you know, the thing that some folks are upset about is that Bill Murray now is coming back to do it. He didn't come back for any of the other Ghostbuster stuff that they were planning.
Oh, yeah?
And Harold Ramis was trying to get them all back, but now Harold Ramis has passed away.
Oh.
See, so and now a lot of the fans are a little upset at Bill. It's like, why are you coming back now, Bill? I thought you were too good for it. And, you know, the money thing comes to play or whatever. But I think it's Harold's son who's directing and is a part of this movie. And what's interesting, I see memes of how this new Ghostbuster is coming in, and you see Thanos with the snap, and they eliminated the female Ghostbuster version. How it never existed. It's a shame. You know, maybe some folks out there can comment on that. I hear good things about the female Ghostbusters.
I guess I'd have to watch it on video.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch it at
obviously.
Home.
Obviously, you know, female Ghostbusters was supposed to be pretty good, but then again, it's Ghostbusters, and you're coming up with nothing new. I know a lot of people are feeling that way. Like, how, you know, all this creativity and you're coming with nothing new. So we're supposed to see like a new Scarface movie coming out. We're supposed to see, you know, a new Coming to America is coming out.
Oh, okay.
See, so a lot of these, it's like Hollywood is not coming up with original
ideas.
Original
stuff, huh?
So we'll see. And that's why they're saying with this Ghostbusters thing, it seems a little too close to Stranger Things on Netflix because, and what makes it really is because one of the kids is in Ghostbusters.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll see. But
I don't know.
2020, we shall see. And like Josh said, we're definitely going to be podcasting a few movies here and there.
Well,
and
there is definitely some stuff to watch.
Yeah,
and
some
even
material.
What's going on, you know, with stuff that's going on TV and everything. But I think it's been good. This year's been really good.
Yeah. So
some movies.
Exactly. So we look forward to 2020 with all you kind folks.
Yes.
So that's our
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, all of you. If you have any movies like 2019 that you thought we missed or we missed the boat on, if you thought we missed the boat on, we're going to name three off the top of our head. And if you saw these movies, explain to us why we missed it. It would be X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, I didn't watch
Men in Black.
I didn't watch that.
And Godzilla.
Yeah, I didn't watch that
These are three movies that look good, but...
I didn't have the urge.
Exactly.
I didn't have the urge to watch it. I don't know. I wasn't.
As great, and Gio and I have said it, the Dark Phoenix saga, the Dark Phoenix story has been done several times now.
Oh, yeah.
And you just felt they were going to do it wrong.
Felt I never saw it.
Sure enough. And
you know what? Some movies that I did. Okay. We're talking about movies that came out.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished Angel Has Fallen.
How was that?
I liked it. Okay. Have you watched these Gerard Butler movies?
I've seen the other ones.
Olympus Has Fallen.
Olympus and London. So.
And London's Fallen. So that's what I did during my Christmas break.
Okay.
I just
binge watched that.
I binge watched it.
Hey, that's
so
good.
I'm like, hey, I actually like these movies. Right, so I just saw Angels Fallen. That was a good one.
All right. Something to think
that
about.
Was, like, really
I mean,
good.
I saw, you know, for comedy's sake, I saw Long Shot, which was pretty
Never
cool.
Saw Long Shot.
That's the one with Seth Rogen and,
I still didn't watch The Good Boys. Did you watch The Good Boys?
No, I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that one, but I heard it was pretty good. My son, who's like 13 or something, why can't we watch The Good Boys? I'm like, no. No.
Here comes mom. Here comes mom. So. Okay, with that being said, yeah, so if we missed out on some real good movies, maybe we will see it. Like, if we missed out on Dark Phoenix.
If you really tell us a good reason why
really
we should watch
we
it.
We missed out on Dark Phoenix, let us know. Hey, for all we know, maybe we're wrong. Okay. With that being said, she's Joss. Let them know where we could find all our material and your material.
Okay. So you know what? You can find us on the website, theeverydaynerdpodcast.com, and on our Facebook page. We've been doing a couple fun stuff on there this past year, and I think maybe we might do another April Battle of the Champions.
Yes, we will do another Battle of the Champions.
One?
The field's going to open up a little more now.
So we learned, and we are the originators of the April Battle of
exactly.
Champions,
you know, folks are coming
refer to our bracket last
year,
people.
Yes, we did it last year already.
All right, but you can find it on Facebook, The Everyday Nerd Podcast, and then these videos, you can watch it on my YouTube channel, Jocelyn RP. It's in there. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Have a great new year, and we will see you again. Bye.
Happy New Year. Take care. Bye.